The secret word tonight is people. P-E-O-P-L-E.
Really?
You bet you're a life. The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me. Well, here I am again with $2,500 for one of our couples.
Well, Groucho, we sent some tickets to the junior high schools in the city this week, and other youngsters who came to our program tonight. Here come the two who were selected to be on the show, Elda Height and Philip Bauer. Kids, come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Oh, what's your... Elder is your name?
Right.
But you're the younger of the two, aren't you? Huh?
I guess so.
Well, how can you be the elder? I don't understand. I can get sued by Abbott and Costello for this. How old are you? I'll call you Junior, huh?
All right, I'm 14.
You're 14, huh? Well, you're a pretty short and small girl for 14, aren't you?
Yes.
Where were you born?
I was born here in Los Angeles.
And what sort of work does your father do?
Well, he's a branch sales manager for the
Murray B. Marsh. Sales
branches? No, he's branch sales manager for the Murray B. Marsh Company, who sells Mohawk carpets.
Is that all he sells, just carpets, huh?
Well...
That's a pretty tacky job, isn't it? What school do you go to, Elda?
LeConte Junior High.
What, Philip Bauer, is that right?
That's
you
right.
The right Bauer or the left Bauer? Where were you born?
At Cedars of Lebanon Hospital at 3:30 in the morning on February 8th, 1937.
That's pretty comprehensive, all right. How come you know all this? Did you take notes at the time? How old are you, Phil?
I'm 14.
What sort of work does your father do?
He works for the Water and Power Sanitary Engineering Division.
Oh. Well, that's a pretty cushy job, isn't it? You get free water? Did your father ever tell you how he met your mother?
No, but my mother did.
What did she tell you?
Well, it seems that she went down to the beach with some other men, and she... That's where she...
Where were you? Were you at Cedars 11 in there?
That's where she met my father.
At the Cedars 11? It's a good thing the old boy showed up, huh? She might have been at the beach yet. Well, that was a quick roll. And what happened there?
Well, she met my father.
There's no need of yodeling, you know. Just you use one voice. I don't care which one you use. Let's not overdo it. Don't use two voices. If there's two people here and three voices, I get all confused. Now decide which one are you going to use?
Monson.
Okay. You take the high voice, and I'll take the low. Well, how did your mother meet your father?
At the beach, and my father...
Was a beachcomber?
No, he had a... he decided to give her a ride home. And something...
What do you mean he decided? Did he ask her anything?
No, anyway, they got going, and...
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Isn't
it? Well, something went wrong with the car, and it kept stopping.
And that's his story. That's an old device. I used to use that myself. What grade are you in at school?
A9.
A9?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Thomas Stark King.
Where's that?
That's at Myron Fountain.
What's Myra doing at a fountain?
Well,
she a soda jay?
The two streets cross, and Thomas Stark King is on the corner.
You keep away from him, you hear me? What kind of a school is this, Philip?
Well, it's an old school and kind of artistic. It's...
Who said that? Did you say that? Climb down off that ladder there, will you? You say it's an old school and kind of artistic? Now you're going to play You Bet Your Life for $2,500. Right now, I want you to pay close attention to this.
If you're like most people, you look for and expect three things of the folks who service your car: efficient service, courteous service, and service at a fair price. Well, there's one place you can get them all, and that's at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. Yes, sir, you'll find out a DeSoto Plymouth dealer really knows how to treat your car. And that goes for the major repair jobs as well as the smallest ones. His men are skilled mechanics. They've been trained in factory methods, and they really know your car. What's more, they work with the most modern tools and equipment, and that helps them do a faster, more expert job. But not only does your car get the right treatment at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer, you get the right treatment, too. Considerate treatment. Service with a smile. And when you get the bill, you'll find it's reasonable. A fair charge for good work done. Stop in and you'll agree. You and your car both make out best when you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the value jewel of the low-priced field.
Now, all right, let's see how much money you can win tonight. That reminds me, I have a note here that I have to read. Now listen to this, Fenneman, because this involves you two. On our first show, we had a question about the Hope Diamond, and I said it wasn't for sale. I now stand corrected. The Hope Diamond is for sale. If there's anybody in the audience who'd like to buy it, I think... Well, that takes care of that. We sell anything on this show, yeah? George, explain the rules of the game to these youngsters, huh?
All right, you bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,500 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected fictional animals and birds. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
19.
What kind of an animal is Dumbo?
Elephant.
Elephant is right.
Well, you're off to a good start. You have $39.
Then you're going for $2,500 tonight. How much of the $39 will you bet on your second question?
38.
What kind of an animal is Spider-Man?
Bull.
A bull is right.
You now have $77.
How much of the 77 would you try this time?
76.
Uncle Elby has a pet named Napoleon. What sort of an animal is he?
A dog
is right.
Really climbing, you have $153.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the
153? Let's hit the works.
What kind of an animal is Harvey?
A rabbit.
A rabbit is
it. And you wind up with a grand total of $306.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Aren't they cute?
We have a Western Union operator and a husband for
you.
Yeah,
man.
Yes,
Well, you're a very fortunate man.
They came out of our audience, Groucho, and they're right here now. Miss Veta Coffey, Mr. Leonard Pucci, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome to You Bet Your Life. You. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Miss Veta Coffey.
Veta.
Oh, it says, it's Tutti Veta. Where are you from, Veta?
Originally Portland, Oregon, now from Southgate.
Mm-hmm. May I ask your age?
26.
26? Well, you're very young looking, 26, huh? Just checking, you know. Are you engaged?
No.
Well, I'm just checking. I do an awful lot of checking on this program. I'm more than I do on any other program, too. You see, you have to be very sure about some things, so you'll pardon me if I seem overly inquisitive. Now then, are you busy after the show tonight?
Well, yes, I'm afraid I am.
Yeah, as I say, we do a lot of checking around. Doesn't seem to do any good, but nevertheless, we continue chatting. Leonard Pucci?
That's right, sir.
Is that the way you pronounce it?
That's right.
You're the husband, huh? You're not better.
No, I'm not her husband.
No.
I like that.
Wait, where are you from, Pooch?
Well, I was born about 3 blocks away from the slaughterhouse in Canton, Ohio.
They had a slaughterhouse in Canton?
Oh, sure, they had everything in Canton.
Is that so? They don't have Akron.
No.
Are you married, Pooch?
Yes, sir, I am.
Got any little mutts?
I got 2 children.
How long have you been married?
Well, I got married while I was in service in the infantry 9 years ago.
And you got 2 little infants, eh?
That's right.
What were you in the Army, a sailor?
I was a mess sergeant.
A mess sergeant? And your wife married you because you were a good cook, is that it?
Yes, sir.
You still do much cooking at home, Pooch?
Little, just on fancy dishes. Mm-hmm. Such as spaghetti, meatballs, ravioli, pasta fazzola.
I pasta fazzola this morning around 8 o'clock. I was going about 30 miles an hour and I pasta fazzola. You say, Betty, you're a telegraph operator?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
Well, we send and receive messages, gum them down when they come in, send
you
them
what?
On machines. Gum them down.
Gum them down?
Yes.
What do you mean? People come in there and you gum them down? What is the rate for a telegram?
Where to?
Huh?
Where to?
Oh, you have to have...
Well, the rates vary.
Oh. Well, let's say Pasadena.
35 cents plus 9 cents tax for 10 words.
You can take a bus and go to Pasadena for $2. You still charge for stop? Like, I know what you're doing in Atlantic City, stop.
No.
You don't charge for that?
No, all punctuation is free now within the continental limits of the United States.
Is that so? You mean, well, I could send a... If I was really smart, I could work out a code, couldn't I?
And why, sure.
And send nothing but commas and semicolons? And...
Well, you still have to pay, though.
Oh. Frightens me sometimes how cunning I think I am. Then Vetter talks and my bubble bursts, huh? Let's say I'm on the phone and I want to send a telegram. Just what happens? Pretend I'm a customer.
What?
Now, I call up. I dial, and place I get the wrong number, of course. I get the slaughterhouse in Canton, Ohio.
What type of service would you like to use? Straight wire, day letter, or night letter?
Well, night letter sounds pretty good to me. Huh?
All right. What is your phone number?
What's yours?
Well, what number is this to be charged to?
Charge it to your own number.
Who is it going to?
I was going to send it to you.
Well, what is the address of the party that it's going to?
Well, it's someplace in Pasadena. I don't know.
No, Southgate.
Hey, I may get somewhere at that end. Well, I've learned a lot talking to you, too. And you can learn a lot if you'll visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And Betty, you're a very pretty girl.
Thank you.
Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you get a chance at the $2,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Penniman is going to remind our listeners.
The junior high school students won $306.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected married names of motion picture stars. Now you have $20. How much of the $20 you going to bet?
You
want to
bet the whole
20? Yeah.
Oh, no, don't bet the 20. If you lose it, then you're all through. I don't care if you bet 1990, but keep something.
1999.
Actually, I have no right to influence you at all, but I hate to see you bet everything on the first question, because if you lose, then you're... 1999 you're going to bet. Well, that's better.
Yes.
At least you've put something away for a rainy day. Now, Joan is married to producer Walter Wanger. What is her screen name?
Joan Bennett.
Joan Bennett is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $39.99.
Are you sure of that?
This one I'm sure of.
Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. Now, how much of the $39.99 are you going to bet?
All of it.
All right. Teresa is married to a screenwriter, Niven Bush. What is her screen name?
Right.
Teresa Rice.
Teresa Rice is right.
You now have $79.98.
Here's your third question. How much are you going to bet?
All of it.
All of it.
Francis is married to actor Joel McRae. What is her screen name?
Francis D.
Francis D. is right. This is really a sharp cookie here. How much are you going to bet?
You have one. Wait a minute. I got it. You have $159.96.
How much are you going to bet?
All
of it. Jane is married to Gary Steffen. What is her screen name?
Jane Powell.
Jane Powell is right. Very good. Very good. Thanks and good luck from the Minnesota Plymouth dealer.
You wind up with a grand total of $319.92.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Oh, say, I've got a note here to remind me to tell you something. I just finished reading a book called Showbiz by Abel Green and Joe Laurie Jr. It's the best book I've read about show business, and when you read it, I think you'll agree. Make a note of that, gentlemen.
I'll do that. We have a housewife and a furrier for you now, Groucho, chosen by our studio audience just before we went on the air. Here they are, Mrs. Anna Badovinak and Mr. Bernard McLean. Come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Let's see, a furrier and a housewife, eh? Mr. Bernard McLean, you're a furrier, eh?
Yes.
Where are you from, Bernard?
Originally from Norwich, Connecticut, but I've spent most of my childhood in Oklahoma City.
Oh. But maybe you were St. Bernard, huh? Let's talk about furs. Where's your shop?
Mitchell Furs. It's on Hollywood Boulevard near Normandy.
How is the fur business?
It's holding up very well.
Can you say as much for your fur coats?
Yes, I believe so.
I see. Your business is holding up and your coats are holding up. Huh? How about your customers?
They're
being held up too, aren't they? Well, after all, he isn't a skin game. That's only a joke. How did you like it, Bernard?
Well, that's not a very good joke for the fur business.
It's not a very good joke for show business, either. Let's see, Mrs. Anna...
Badovinak.
You're the housewife, huh?
Yeah.
How do you spell your name, Anna?
A-N-N-A.
Anna, I'm spellbound. How do you spell Badovinak?
B-A-D-O-V-N-I-C. Okay?
Yeah, well, it's helpful. You have a very interesting accent, Mrs. Badovinak. Where were you born?
Pennsylvania, near Uniontown. I was 5 years old. I was born to Yugoslavia.
Could you tell us how you met your husband?
Yeah. When I was 5 years old, I go to Yugoslavia.
You met your husband when you were 5 years old?
No. Then when I was 15, my mother was looking for my husband.
Your mother was looking for your husband? Yeah. How long were you married by that time?
My mother was going to a village where the Badovinak village, and Badovinak was husband. They was going there to find the husband named Badovinak. And the village
your
was
husband
Badovinak.
Was named Badovinak and your mother and was village, looking for him?
Yeah. And village was Badovinak name too.
Why didn't you marry the village if the village was named?
Two villages named Badovinak. And one of them, my husband, my man.
You had two husbands named Badovinak?
Yeah. I got one, first one, I was 12 years was the first one. And then I come to this country, they would run away. I never see him.
How did you meet your first husband?
My mother found him. My mother found this boy and said, "You want to marry this boy?" I was 15 years old.
What did she do? Just pluck any boy out of the ground and bring him home?
I was 15 years old. I don't know, nothing to say.
Well,
I said, okay. I was too young. Now I know how to pick them.
It's never too late, Mrs. Badovinak. Someplace in Michigan, there must be a village named Bedovnik, huh? What about this village named Bedovnik? You
said Yugoslavia does. And Yugoslavia.
There's a village named Bedovnik?
Yeah, two. Whole village. Bedovnik and people named two.
Well, you said... Yes. You said Bedovnik, so you win $50 in your pocket. Anybody says Bedovnik on this show. Now, I don't understand. You said there was a whole village named Bedovnik?
Yeah, whole village.
Everybody was named Bedovnik?
Yeah, everybody last name Bedovnik.
Well, that's pretty confusing, isn't it?
No, that's...
How did the mailman know where to bring the mail?
There's a different first name, like Johnny or Pete or Mike, like that. And all of Bedovnik.
Oh, I see. All the last names are the same.
Yeah, all the last names same. And the village, town's the same thing.
And they had two Bedovnik villages?
Two, yeah, two.
So you mean that one village wasn't big enough to hold all the Bedovniks?
You know, there's one side and another one's way far from one, not together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good thing, too, I guess. Now, why did you come to America?
I come and left my husband, Bedovinets, Bedovnik.
You can't. I thought your mother was chasing her husband.
I was married with my mother, picked him.
You were married to your mother and your mother picked your husband?
Yeah, I made that boy.
Oh, and then Bedovnik. He came to America.
Bedovnik, yeah.
And brought the village with him?
Then this, my first husband, when I come here, just run away.
Your first husband ran away and went back to Bedovnik again?
then when this one ran away, then I got found another Bedovnik.
Well, did you find the second Bedovnik an improvement over the first Bedovnik?
That was better, yeah.
It was, huh?
Two John Bedovnik.
You got two John Bedovnik?
Yeah. First and last, both same name.
Oh, well,
I got one John Bedovnik. My husband got one John Bedovnik.
Oh. Well, can't you merge him like make a Canadian Pacific or something? Well, ladies, be sure to tune in again tomorrow for another exciting chapter of Anna's Other Bedovnik. Well, you said you make an unusual couple, and Anna, anything I could add at this point would be gilding the Bedovnik.
That's a good couple.
Oh, just wonderful. Yeah. I want you to take my advice and visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer, Joe Bedovnik, eh? Now you're going to play a bet your life for a chance.
I don't know how to play a bet your life.
You play. We're going to play You Bet Your Bedovnik instead. We're going to make it very easy for you. Now you get a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question. What you got to do is run your $20 into more than our other couples.
Oh,
I can't tell you.
My knee is red.
Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The Western Union operator and Mr. Pucci lead with $319.92.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high you can build your 20. You selected name the profession as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? You have $20.
Want to bet 15?
More like 15.
All right, what is John Steinbeck's profession?
He's an author.
He's an author is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $35.
Woo! We're only going for $2,500 tonight.
I'm closing my eye.
Now, how much of the $35 will you bet on your second question?
Shall we bet it all?
Yeah.
All right, bet it all.
All right, Frank Lloyd Wright is tops in his profession. What is he? You can talk it over if you want, huh? Thank you,
sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's an architect and a very famous one, probably the most famous one in America. Well, they're broke. We can't let him go away with empty-handed here. We're going to give you one more question. And they did win the sacred word, didn't they? Yeah.
Well, you each won $50 there. Now, here's your chance to win $10. Now, think hard now, and please no help from the audience. This is a tough question. In what sport do you use a basketball?
Basketball.
Basketball is right.
Well, this couple went broke, so that means that the Western Union girl and Mr. Pucci with $319.92 in just one moment get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question.
Thank you.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Now then, Fenneman, tell the folks about the new 1952 DeSoto.
Gladly, Groucho. Friends, the new 1952 DeSoto is really a beauty. It's the car designed for you and your budget, too.
True, true. And tell them about some of those great DeSoto features.
Well, for one thing, DeSoto brings you Auraflow shock absorbers that help give you the smoothest ride on the road. And comfortable seats that are chair high that give you a relaxing ride and a better view of the road.
George, mention those safety rim wheels.
DeSoto's safety rim wheels protect your family in case of blowouts. And DeSoto has big 12-inch brakes, too, that respond even to the lightest pedal pressure.
Now then, tell them where to see the 1952 DeSoto.
It's now on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. See it tomorrow.
And when you do, just tell them Groucho sent you.
And here comes the winning couple, Groucho, the Western Union girl and Mr. Pucci, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question.
All right, here we go for $2,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. Elizabeth Bowes Lyon, L-Y-O-N, occupies an important position in the world today. If you can identify her, I'll give you $2,500. Who is Elizabeth Bowes Lyon? B-O-W-E-S, capital L-Y-O-N. Talk it over. All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
Is she in the cabinet of the United States government?
No, I'm sorry, it's a tough one, but it's the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, no.
That's the correct answer, Queen Elizabeth. So that means the big question next week will be worth $3,000. Well, you lost the big money, but you won how much in the quiz? How much did they win?
$319.92.
Well, it's not too bad. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Thank you. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $3,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the 1952 DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Good drivers drive safe cars. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.